Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Novels Podcast, episode 187. Today we're reading chapter 19 of the novel Charmaine by Daniel White III with his wife Mariko White. But the Martin was angry that his plan had been thwarted by the very people he hated. "Zelda," Brother Martin said to his wife after getting off the phone with Sam, "Pastor Gillespie found out about our plan to remove him. Two of those Ethiopians overheard them talking and reported it. We need to put Plan B into action right now." "Don't you worry, Martin. There's power in the pen," Zelda consoled him. "I'll write the letter. But first I need you to secure the physical addresses and email addresses of the Ethiopian community leaders. That shouldn't be too hard. Sister Mona has all that information filed away somewhere, I'm sure. Just ask her for it first thing in the morning and email it to me right away. Second, I'll send out an email as well as a printed letter telling them that the new Immigrants Outreach Ministry will no longer include them, so they will not need, or rather, they will not be welcome to the church. We will forge Pastor Gillespie's signature on everything that's sent out. They will have to believe it comes from him." "Zelda, you're a genius," Brother Martin said, giving his wife a kiss on her cheek. "You sure know how to make things happen." "We'll get rid of them," she said confidently. Despite her reservations and out of respect for his long-standing position in the church, and also so as not to tip him to her suspicions, Sister Mona released the information Brother Martin requested. Zelda Martin dropped the letters off at the post office. "Doesn't the signature look authentic?" she bragged to her husband. The letter read, "Dear Mr., Mrs. So-and-so, thank you for coming to our church on Sunday and on past Sundays. We have appreciated your attendance. However, we are no longer extending our ministry outreach to the immigrant Ethiopian community. Several reports from my deacons have made me aware of your presence, causing a disruption with our church members. Unfortunately, we have had many people leave since your arrival. I am no longer inclined to continue the outreach efforts to your community. I'm sure there are other churches in the area where you will feel more welcome attending. We encourage you to visit those churches this upcoming Sunday. Thank you, Pastor Ronald Gillespie." The Ethiopians, including Sentayu, who received the letter, were stunned and disappointed. Sentayu was shocked to see Pastor Gillespie's signature at the end of the letter. "I know there are certain people in the church who do not particularly care for us," he shared with Bolale and Ayana, "but I never dreamed that Pastor Gillespie felt that way towards us." "There must be some mistake," Ayana said. She was growing to like the pastor. After studying the contents of the letter, Sentayu felt within his spirit that something was not right. He also felt within his spirit that just maybe Brother Martin and the men who Pastor Gillespie had dismissed had something to do with it. Perhaps they're trying to cause trouble for the Ethiopians because they were the ones who revealed their plans. "That's what I'm thinking also," Bolale said. "Brother Martin has not shown any interest in wanting to discuss this new ministry with us, even though we're supposed to be working together. Just to get under his skin, Sentayu always pulled up each Sunday with a vanload of people and made the point to introduce them to Brother Martin." Sentayu discussed the contents of the email and letter more with Ayana. He began to think that if Ayana could get close to Pastor Gillespie, maybe she could find out how he really felt about their community being a part of the church. Brother Martin was not too pleased when he was informed by Pastor Gillespie that he would be working with Sentayu and Bolale. "What can these people teach me? What help can they be to this church?" he fumed. "After I become pastor," he told his wife, "the ministry will be the first to go." Sentayu was having the time of his life. He bombarded Brother Martin with workable ideas for assimilating the Ethiopian families into the congregation. Brother Martin tried to ignore all of Sentayu's and Bolale's ideas and suggestions. Sentayu continued to bring in his brothers and sisters for services. The more people he brought in, the more Brother Martin detested him and his brother. Brother Martin had to come up with a workout plan, or, as the devil had him thinking, we will become known as the Black Ethiopian Church. He complained to his wife about these bothersome Ethiopians whose only intention is to infiltrate and take over the church. "What did I tell you?" his wife softly chided him. "Just leave everything in my hands. My German name Zelda does not mean woman warrior for nothing. Senta, you showed the email and letter to Brother Martin. Do you think it is for real, or is someone playing some kind of trick?" Feigning concern, Brother Martin said, "It seems real to me. I'll take care of it. I'll talk it over with Pastor Gillespie. He signed it. If he's changing his mind about this new ministry, he forgot to tell me." "Sure, Senta, you said. Keep me informed." Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you're a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there's not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, "For by grace are we saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9 and 13, "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is if you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Thank you, and may God bless you until next time.